go back to our time certain item, which is 914, please.
Appoint Maria Gabrielle Siphon, Megan Horst, Michael David Edenhill, Shanice Brittany Clark, and Robin Wang to the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund Committee for terms to expire September 25, 2023.
Colleagues, this is an important waypoint in the Portland Clean Energy Fund process today. Collectively, as a city council, we're going to announce the first five members of the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund, otherwise known as the PCEF Committee. Before we meet the first five, I want to thank all of those who supported and voted for the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund's initiative. There are many of the coalition members here in the council chamber today. Thank you for being here. It's good to see all of you. Happy to support green today as a small token of my appreciation. I don't typically wear green. It clashes, but today I wore a green tie in honor of you and in honor of the hard work that you did. So thank you for that. The initiative, part of the city's continuing commitment to be a climate leader nationally and globally, shows that Portlanders will come together to make our city both a greener place as well as making sure that we also have a more diverse workforce. November 2018 showed us that Portlanders can support, lead, and vote for climate justice. We can both build our communities and address our climate without sacrificing one ideal for the other. I'm proud that we take yet another step to implement this important initiative today. Sam Barrasso from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability is here to help introduce our first five appointments. And thank you, Sam, the PCEF team, and the Office of Community and Civic Life for working together on such an important recruitment process. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. For the record, my name is Sam Barrasso, and I'm incredibly fortunate to be the program manager for the Portland Clean Energy Fund. Before we get started today, I want to go ahead and bring up the first three folks that we're going to be chatting with, just to make sure that folks get familiar with these faces. But I want to go ahead and bring up Maria Siphon, Megan Horst, and Michael Eden Hill. And I'm going to pull up one more chair.
So as he gets, see, I'm going to call him up. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, commissioners.
So I and the PCEF team are excited to be here today as this marks an important next step in the implementation of the voters' vision. 10 months since the voters passed the Portland Clean Energy Initiative, the first of its kind nationally, we're here to take this huge step. But before I do that, I want to acknowledge that in that time, we've also recruited a phenomenal startup team at the city to make this happen. And you'll see some of those folks in front of you in the months to come. But that's not why we're here today. A key part of the vision that was supported by voters last November is the PCEF Committee. The PCEF Committee is central to assuring that the Portland Clean Energy Fund is accountable to the voters' vision. And before we get into what some of that vision is, I want to talk you through some of the recruitment process, because this was probably one of the most, best recruitment processes I certainly was involved in. So the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability worked in close collaboration with the Office of... Oh, we have a presentation I'd love to cue up.
It's
on this. Ah, we got it there. So one thing I'll say, I've been in this role for 3 months. So this is the first time in front of you all, and I'm happy to be in front of you all, but I will know next time to sit over that way.
And you need to switch?
What was that?
Do you need to
maybe
switch?
That might be helpful. Let's do it.
We'll wait.
And Sam, you can just slide that microphone wherever is convenient for you.
Great.
This is your first presentation.
This is.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's an important waypoint, absolutely.
Great. I appreciate it. Okay, so what I want to start with is just give you an overview of how we brought forth this phenomenal committee and got to this phenomenal bunch of folks in front of you all. We worked in close collaboration with the Office of Community and Civic Life, specifically Ashley Jaden, who I want to give a huge thank you to in supporting us through this process in running an incredibly successful recruitment. We recruited over 100 applicants for the Portland Clean Energy Fund Initiative. I was happy that Mayor, you, Commissioner Hardesty, and several others on the commission put a wide reach out to your networks to make sure folks applied, and that was really evident. What was also evident in the recruitment is that the panel of 100 folks we have is incredibly diverse and represents the wide swaths of the city, bringing a phenomenal phenomenal representation of skill sets to the table. In order to get from that 100 individuals that applied to be on the committee, we worked with a selection advisory committee composed of three folks, both community members as well as city employees, in order to help narrow that list. And we used this diagram you have in front of you to help narrow that list. And you don't need to really focus too much on it, but the broad gist is that we wanted to make sure that we stuck and honored the language within the initiative, which is, and the key points is any individual that would serve on the committee has to have demonstrated commitment towards the climate action plan, as well as demonstrated commitment towards empowering communities of color, low-income folks, folks with disabilities, and those historically underemployed. And then there's a range of specific skill sets that were sought after and needed to be sort of brought together within the final panel, the final committee. Now, we used this to get to a list of about a top 18 list, and we were able to work with your phenomenal staff in helping bring forward the great candidates you have in front of us today. And so I don't need to go too far into those details, but I want to speak to a little bit of what this committee is going to be charged and tasked to do with over the next 6 months, as well as the next 4 years of their term. So the role of the grant committee, they're going to be adopting methodologies to measure, track, and report to various stakeholders the effectiveness of the program in implementing its goals. They're going to be adopting a workforce and contractor equity plan. They're going to be making recommendations to you all, the City Council, on changes to the law that are necessary to ensure its effectiveness of the initiative in achieving its stated goals. They're going to develop grant criteria, they're going to review proposals and ensure accountability. And lastly, they're going to send the funding recommendations to the Portland City Council for approval. So this body is an incredibly important group of folks. This is the inaugural five, and this body will be tasked in time with bringing and nominating the next four in order to make forth the full body of nine that will ultimately be doing this work. And before I introduce them, I'm going to actually jump a little bit to the process, and then I will go back and introduce them so you all have a sense for what's to play out in terms of the program implementation. We're here as with one of the initial and major important steps in terms of bringing forth our committee, and this is a key step to they're going to function as a board designing the program. But over the next several months, we're going to be doing a whole host of public engagement and input workshops and capacity building so we get folks ready to apply for the funds. What you'll see is in summer of 2020, we'll be going out with our first round of grant funding with roughly $7 million. And subsequent to that, you'll see additional rounds of funding coming out as the fund populates. And so with that, I want to go ahead and introduce our folks you have in front of you. So first, I want to start with, to my left here, Ms. Maria Sippen. Ms. Sippen is a transportation planner and community health advocate whose work emphasizes the importance of investing in bicycle, pedestrian, and transit infrastructure and addressing displacement, safety, and accessibility for communities of color. She has experience working with people experiencing homelessness and LGBT youth in healthcare settings and continues to push for mobility justice and participatory budgeting through her grassroots nonprofit involvement. I'm incredibly excited to have Maria here and as part of this inaugural committee. To Maria's left is Megan Horst. Megan is a doctor. I need to make sure I do that right. Dr. Horst is an assistant professor at the School of Urban Studies and Planning at Portland State. She brings substantial urban agriculture and local food systems expertise that is recognized both locally and nationally, and Ms. Horst also brings a strong equity lens and experience in the food justice work. To my right, I have Michael David Eden Hill. Mr. Hill is a journeyman electrician who, in addition to experience in wind power design and deployment, also brings experience in construction management on one of the largest solar PV systems in the U.S. Mr. Eden has a solid understanding of the informal support ecosystems that are necessary to support folks through the paths of pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship programs. So I want to start with those folks, and I think I'm trying to think about how to do this, and I'm learning about how I need to do this next time. But what I'm going to go ahead and do is pull a couple more chairs up and actually have our next two folks, Shanice as well as Robin, come up. So that's what I think we're going to do.
Good afternoon.
All right. All right, over there, right beside to the right of Megan, we also have Shanice Brittany Clark. Shanice is the Director of Community Engagement at Portland Public Schools, and Shanice brings a deep community engagement experience to the committee, having worked directly with 75 to 100 community organizations annually that serve Portland's diverse communities. In addition, Ms. Clark is a National Delegate on the Climate Justice Alliance and is also a proud member of the Sunrise Movement, supporting their four-year plan to make climate action an urgent priority in every corner. And last but not least, we have Robin Wang to the right of Shanice. Mr. Wang is a business, nonprofit, and community leader who's passionate about deploying capital and harnessing business to the benefit of the greater good. As a former owner of a sustainable lifestyle business, Mr. Wang brings a wealth of experience in both sustainability and business operations. Mr. Wang is the executive director of a local community development financial institution that supports underbanked entrepreneurs and serves on Prosper Portland's Council for Economic and Racial Equity. So, this is an exciting group. If what I just read didn't excite you all, it's
impressive. Yeah.
So with that, I want to turn it back over to you, Mayor, and the council for
Commissioner Hursty.
I just want to applaud the current members of the Oversight Committee for PSEF. If all committees the city put together look like this committee, we would not be so stressed out about the equity work that we have ahead of us, right? This was intentional, and that's why it looks the way it looks. And I am so excited about the work that you have ahead of you and how we can support you in that work. But I just had to comment on, if every committee looked like this, we'd be head and shoulders ahead of where we are today. So thank you for stepping up and being willing to do this hard work, because it's going to be hard. I don't know if he told you, but it's going to be a little hard.
Several phone calls.
Are you sure?
Very good. Well, I want to first of all say this was an embarrassment of riches when it came to the depth of experience that people had who wanted to serve. And first of all, to those of you who have been selected for this important position, this is one of the most impressive panels I think we have impaneled in the time that I've been here, just in terms of the breadth of experience, the depth of experience, the perspectives, the lived experience that people bring to the table. I believe the council will be extremely well served by this. And I also just want to reiterate, this didn't come from the city of Portland. This came from the community. And so what I have pledged since the day that this was voted on by the public and it passed overwhelmingly, that my role would be to make sure that we implement this as well as we possibly can, along with all of my colleagues here on the city council, because I think it suffices to say, not to put pressure on you, but the whole country really is watching. And we know for a fact that there's a number of large cities looking to this model as a potential strategy for inclusive transition, just transition to clean energy. And so it's really important that we make a full faith effort to do absolutely the best that we possibly can. And in order to do that, it requires top-notch people being willing to step forward and serve. And you all have, you all did, you all have really long resumes, you're all very busy people. And I just feel really lucky to sit here right now in front of such an esteemed group of people. So my hat's off to you. But we also, I want to make a pledge, one moment, Commissioner Fish, on behalf of all of us, I also don't want you to feel that you are being cast adrift when things do get difficult, because they will get difficult and you should rely on us. And if there's ways that we can be helpful to your efforts, I'm going to make a public pledge right here and now that we will provide whatever time, talent, energy, resource you need in order to be successful in your role. So thank you. Commissioner Fish.
So I want to just add a couple of things. I've been on the council for over 10 years, and so during that time, I've had a chance to nominate or appoint lots of people to oversight bodies that perform unique and essential functions of the city. What I want to call out in this process is that we did things a little differently. Even though each member of the council retained the authority to make an appointment, we agreed that we wanted to find a good mix and a balance of skills and backgrounds, geography, life experiences, other things. And so we undertook a different process where there was some screening and ranking, and then a collaborative process among the council of trying to put together the first five, the group of five that then selects the next four, that is broadly representative of our community and has different and complementary skill sets. I think in some ways, the way we've done this could be a model for how we select other committees, because the default is each of us appointing someone and then finding out that it is either woefully underrepresentative of the community or overrepresentative of a certain skill set or what have you. Here, we've tried something different, and I think it's worked. You are charged with an incredibly important role of oversight and accountability over what is going to be a substantial amount of money. I think the last number Commissioner Hardesty shared with me was something in the mid-40s to the high 50s.
37 to 42, I think.
37 to 42, so we're talking a lot of money, millions of dollars. And you will not only be charged with being the community's eyes and ears on oversight and accountability, but you will also be charged with making sure that decisions are made free of conflicts of interest, that the decisions are made on the merits in a transparent way, with everyone given a fair shake, but not with conflicts of interest that are buried or somehow disguised. And then you'll make recommendations to the council that has the ultimate authority to make the decision. So I am very encouraged by how far we've come so far. Mr. Eden Hill, I want to thank you for being my nominee.
Thank you very much.
And just delighted. And I don't remember the last time, echoing what my colleagues have said, when I've read bios that were so impressive across the board. And I think you are going to bring a richness of your own life experience, your professional work, your community service, your values to this. And I think if this is the first five and we're then looking to you to fill out the committee with the next four, I think we're in good hands. So thank you very much for stepping up and taking on this assignment.
Thank you. Sam, I understand you have another panel, is that correct?
Yes, yes. So I think at that point, I'd say thank you all, and I'd just give a big round of applause for all the phenomenal work you all will be doing.
Sam, before you bring the next panel up, I just want to applaud the fact that you've only been here 3 months, and we gave you an unreasonable deadline, and you have not missed a beat. I just want you to know how much I cherish the work that you've done to get us on this path, and you have been just totally focused on making that happen. It is unusual for someone who's never worked at the city of Portland to be able to come in and galvanize people in the way that you have. So I just want you to know how much I greatly appreciate the work you've done to get us here.
Thank you. You will meet the staff soon enough, but it's amazing staff. Thank you. Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead. We'll release you all, and we'll invite a few speakers up to speak to this.
I want to start off
with inviting Paul Lumley from NEA, Nate McCoy from National Association of Minority Contractors of Oregon, as well as Willie Myers from the Building. Well, we'll start with those two first. So we'll start with Paul Lumley and Nate McCoy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to be here again and good to see you all. My name is Paul Lumley. I'm a citizen of the Yakima Nation and executive director of the Native American Youth and Family Center. And I am so pleased to be here after the great citizens of this city voted overwhelmingly to support this ballot measure last year. And I'm extremely excited about the candidates you've selected so far. Those five candidates are
wonderful. We look forward to their service on the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund Committee. And I also want to commend you and your attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion. These are very worthy goals in any context, and I think you are off to a fantastic start. It is probably not possible to reach every corner of those three goals with just five candidates, but you've got a done a great job so far. And the next four candidates that they select, we're interested in building out that continued diversity with somebody from that represents the Native American community, the Latino community, and more work with the minority contracting. We are, of course, very keen on the implementation of how this fund gets not only started but fully implemented, and your authoritative positions as elected officials, we might continue to lean on you to make sure that we don't get distracted along the way from those who might be seeking to undermine the will of the voters or to seek unnecessary waivers from paying into this important fund. So once again, thank you so much for your dedication to not only clean energy in this community, but also to the citizens of this incredible city. There are going to be incredible benefits here, not just in Portland, but even well beyond. Thank you again.
Thanks, Paul. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you guys. Mayor, commissioners, thank you for having me. For the record, my name is Nate McCoy, Executive Director of the Oregon Chapter of the National Association of Minority Contractors. I don't have anything pre-scripted and provocative today other than to say that it takes a village to raise a child, and in this case, it takes a village to raise a program of this magnitude, and as we've echoed today, it's taken us a while to get here, but we've gotten here, and I think the voters have spoken, and what I'm looking forward to is really getting into the details of how this program works and ensuring that this diversity, equity, and inclusion is real and not just another buzzword that we've heard many times in our communities. And I think given your guys' leadership as well as all these people in the audience, this makes me feel like we are taking this serious and intentional. And I'm looking forward to the workforce diversity that this has the opportunity to afford these disenfranchised communities. I want to echo something that was just mentioned because it is important for us to make sure that in this last four that we ensure we have a minority contractor representative as good and qualified as the first five are. We still do lack somebody who really has knowledge in the construction arena in particular, and I know that we will get there, but I just want to thank everybody here today, including you guys, for all the hard work and trusting us as a community to kind of bring people to the table that we think can really stand this program up and make sure these funds go to the right communities. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Before this panel leaves, Mayor, I just didn't want to leave Paul's statement out there unresponded to. As you know, there have been efforts to try to make some minor changes to the Portland Clean Energy Fund Initiative. And we've had a committee, a community committee with PSEF members and Portland Business Alliance trying to reach some consensus. Ultimately, I want to be clear about this, ultimately it is the City Council's responsibility to implement this measure in a way that makes sense. There are some funding mechanisms that were not anticipated when we started this, like for example, retirement accounts. I didn't think we were going to be taxing retirement accounts. So we will be looking at some minor changes that will be coming down the pike. So I don't want people to leave today and think that no change will take place, because there will be some minor changes that will be coming back to the City Council that you will have an opportunity to weigh in on. But ultimately, it is our responsibility as elected leaders to make sure that we are doing our due diligence to implement it in a way that it respects the vote of the voters, but also respects the integrity of the process. So, didn't want you to be surprised.
Well, thank you very much for your support, and I am very convinced that you will be making the correct decisions. I just don't want those requests to undermine the intent of the will of the people, is to make sure this fund actually takes place and makes it to the people who need it the most.
And you know me, so you know there's no chance of that happening.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Nate.
Okay. Next up, I'm going to go ahead, if I can, Mayor Wheeler.
Yeah, please.
Next up, I'll go ahead and call up Willie Myers from the Columbia Building Trades Council, as well as Tony DeFalco from Verde.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You want me to go ahead and start?
Go ahead, Willie. Thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to speak before you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners Udaly, Hardesty, and Commissioner Fish. All commissioners, thank you. Thank you very much. We were excited to see the city undertake the process that you did in selecting the committee members and doing a broad recruitment and outreach process to solicit the interest that that we received for folks that were going to serve on the committee from the full spectrum of Portland's diverse communities. The PSEF Community Coalition that campaigned successfully to bring the measure to the ballot with over 65% voter approval has also worked very hard to spread the word and promote the opportunity to serve on the grant committee. We are very thrilled with the five that were selected. We do see that there are some gaps still left. As you heard from the previous two speakers, I believe that the minority contracting community needs to have a representative that understands the pitfalls and things that minority contractors run into in the construction industry and be able to help navigate those. You know, we are excited to see what's next and how this rolls out, and I'll leave it at that.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Willie. So, you know, we really struggled with how to engage minority contractors on the committee, assuming that many of them will want to actually apply for funding. And so any help you can give us, because we want to be very clear that no one who's serving on the committee is going to be eligible to be applying for grants.
Correct.
So if there's a way to have that minority contractor voice on the committee without limiting opportunities for those same minority contractors, we're open. We want to figure out how to make that work. So if there are ideas, please bring those forward.
I believe we can thread that conflict of interest needle very carefully, and we will.
Well, we want to squeak when we walk, so we don't want it to look like there's no conflict. We want to make sure that there's
absolutely
no conflict. Right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it. Good afternoon, Tony. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. Good to see you all. Great to be here. My name is Tony DeFalco, and I'm the executive director at Verde. It's always an honor and privilege to come before you and represent Verde. And I just want to start with sharing a little bit of what's going on in our communities and how important this process is for us. Communities of color, as you know, continue to be under attack from all sides. White supremacists, anti-immigrant activities, economic forces, and the climate crisis. We know that the climate crisis impacts communities of color first and worst, often due to the lack of economic strength to withstand those impacts. Our communities are resilient in the face of these onslaughts. We're working to not just survive, but to thrive. We're growing our businesses, organizing our communities, and leading public policy to deliver solutions that are grounded in our communities and work for our communities. Which is why I'm here today, joining so many of our community members. Thank you, community members, for coming out today to celebrate the Portland Clean Energy Fund as the only climate initiative to pass in any jurisdiction nationally in November of 2018. This continues Portland's leadership in taking strong action on climate and now, in a very significant way, on equity. We fully support the slate of candidates being proposed today and acknowledge the extremely hard work of all the partners at the table in working to implement the Clean Energy Fund and to get us moving forward. Labor, minority women contracting community, environmental groups, good government groups, the progressive business community, community of color serving organizations, the list goes on and on for the broad support for this measure. We'd also like to acknowledge the hard work of Michelle Krim and her team, and welcome new director Andrea Durbin and express our enthusiasm for working closely with her in the coming months. So I ask this council to express urgency today. not just in appointing the slate of candidates, because that is a critical step in our process, but in accelerating the pace of the implementation of this important program, because the climate crisis is not slowing down. Our communities continue to suffer from the impacts of economic insecurity and of the climate crisis. Therefore, as you've heard, we need to bring these climate resources into low-income and people of color communities in Portland now more than ever. So I ask you to act with urgency today and accelerate the pace of how we implement this program. Adelante. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, William. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is that it?
I've got two more.
All right, go for it, Sam.
All right, thank you. And I'd love to call up the final two. We're going to call up, I'm going to pull their names up. I'd like to call up Pastor Edie Monday from the NAACP, as well as Lena Westland from the Sunrise Movement.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to begin?
I'd like you to begin.
All right. Well, thank you, Commissioners Hardesty, Udaly, Fish, and Mayor Ted Wheeler for this opportunity to testify. My name is Lena Westland. I'm 16 years old and a junior at St. Mary's Academy. Since March, I've been an activist with Sunrise PDX, a local hub of broad, grassroots, youth-led climate justice movement. Our movement's mission is to mobilize youth across the country to make the Green New Deal a reality. I am joined by several of my hub members here today, and I'm delivering a single testimony for all of us. We are here to show our active support for the Portland Clean Energy Fund and for the five people being appointed to PSF Grants Committee, including Shanice Clark, a fellow Sunrise PDX member. I joined Sunrise because it got to the point where I could no longer overlook the obvious signs of climate change I was seeing around me every day. In the past, I made up excuses, such as I'm too young, or I don't have enough experience or knowledge, but it was because I was scared that there was nothing I could do to prevent our planet from a climate catastrophe. Sunrise was a breath of relief for me, because I had found a movement of young people who felt exactly as I did and were committed to doing something about it. The Portland Clean Energy Fund is incredibly important and symbolic to Sunrise because it is a Green New Deal for Portland. PSF was created and led by frontline communities and reflects a robust mechanism for achieving a just transition on a local level. In many ways, we see PSF as a blueprint for the Green New Deal, for which we are passionately organizing. For this reason, it is vitally important to us that PSF succeed and that it match the intent of the frontline-led organizations that came together to create it. It is our understanding that the five committee candidates being appointed today reflect the diversity, integrity, and expertise required to make PSF a success. We thank you for conducting the thorough and broad outreach process that has led us, that has led to these committee member selections. Mayor and commissioners, it is now your job to protect PSF from billion-dollar corporations who will take any opportunity to weaken this groundbreaking policy. We are entrusting you to continue the following leader, to continue following the leadership of the community coalition that championed PSF and to defend the program from any attempt to be weakened. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon. It's good to see you, Mr. Mayor, and to all the commissioners.
How come everybody calls him Mr. Mayor and just calls us commissioners?
Well, I guess because he's the mayor and you all are commissioners.
Mr. Mayor, he's just the mayor.
Okay. Well, that's not going to help your cause.
How you doing, Ted? How you doing?
Always living the dream. Good to see you. Thank you for being
it's
here.
It's always good to see you as well. I wasn't prepared to speak, but I'm happy to be able to do that as the first petitioner for this initiative. I'm grateful for the architect of this initiative being a past president of the NAACP. I'm very proud of her work, and I'm glad that she garnered the strength to see it through and then to find me and push me into the deep end of the pool. That's okay. Living the life that I've lived, my lived experience has been the partnership with climate injustice. And until I began my work at the NAACP, I didn't understand exactly what that meant. But as I am becoming more familiar with its work and the critical nature of it, I am very, very much in partnership with doing all that I can and giving all the energy that I can to make it happen in a better way for redlined and marginalized communities. It is imperative that we had to go through the processes that we have gone through, and I applaud your efforts. I think that they were wise. And I believe that the choices are just, and I'm waiting for the hard work now to begin. I wish all the people that were represented here today had been here at the beginning when all the work and going out into the streets, and thank God for the coalition that stood there in the streets and stood on the corners and fought City Hall and were thrown out of the PBA. I mean, it was a wild ride, but we got there, and we're here today. I want you to know that I'm going to be carefully watching and being involved as we have created a special committee and a whole cutout in the NAACP to be involved in this work moving forward. It is my intention to be a wise watchman on the wall that our community, especially not just the people of color, but African American people, black people, who are not included often in that POC pot, are represented. So in my closing to you today, I'm proud to be a part of this initiative as the first practitioner. I'm proud of its architect being the past president of the NAACP, and I'm proud of the work that we're going to do moving forward, and I'm looking forward to your careful guidance. Thank you.
Thanks, Edie. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Here, I move the report.
A second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
If I was any giddier, I would not be able to stay in my seat. It's amazing when an idea is being percolated in the brain that actually ends up then on paper, that then ends up garnering widespread community support, then ends up becoming public policy, then ends up becoming a standard that people around the world are watching and wanting to duplicate in their own communities. We've done excellent work to get to this point, but I don't want anybody to be under the illusion that the hard work isn't what the work that's ahead of us, because there will be forces trying to divide us. There'll be brand new people who will all of a sudden be experts in clean energy and climate mitigation. I've had lots of conversations with those brand new people myself already, but I hope that the committee and the leadership will stay focused on what the vision was of this measure, which was and is to ensure that those left out of the economic engine, those who have not benefited from the riches that are taking place in this city, are front and center, and they are benefiting, and they're not just benefiting with living wage employment opportunities, but they have the ability to build companies and organizations that will take us into the climate future we envision. And so these are lofty goals that we have set for this program, and I have every confidence that we've got the right people in the right positions at the right time to make this happen. I wholeheartedly vote aye.
You, Daly?
Oh, phew, I just finished my remarks.
I was trying to, you know, give you time.
Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that. Well, this is an exciting moment. Our community owes a deep debt of gratitude to the incredible coalition of groups and individuals that came together to make this moment possible. Since Sam is new here and doesn't know the rule against applause, and I am the current Madam President of the Council, I'm going to roll with it and waive the rules. I want everyone to give yourselves a huge round of applause.
Thank you, Council President, and that is without objection from the presiding officer.
Thank you. I was going to say, every once in a while, you have to ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Break the rules, ask for permission later.
Right. While other communities struggle to identify resources to do the work necessary for a just transition to a carbon-free future, Portland will be taking the next step, funding and implementing the work. Ooh, I'm getting chills. I nominated Robin Yang to serve on the committee because he has directly relevant experience and a lifelong commitment to social and environmental justice. To accomplish the goals set out in the measure passed by over 200,000 Portlanders, making up over 65% of the people who voted in the November 2019 election, businesses owned by people of color and women will need assistance to scale up to meet the demand of clean energy services. Maybe that'll help us in our procurement challenges down the line as well.
Don't make us go back there.
Robin is an expert at helping small businesses owned by women and people of color succeed. I'm proud to nominate him and grateful for his willingness to serve on the committee. I first heard about this campaign while I was campaigning for city council in 2016. I was happy to lend my support and resources in the early days before the measure qualified for the ballot. I enthusiastically supported and endorsed the campaign in 2018. Some of my favorite moments were sitting with some of you in Judge Swade's chambers, trying to suppress laughter and high fives as we listened to the weak arguments from the opposition and the very patient responses of the judge. We prevailed, of course. I also have a confession. My very first experience of canvassing that involved actually knocking and talking on doors was in East Portland for PSF. I didn't even do that for myself. I'm afraid I'm going to have to change that rule, but yes. And it was amazing. It was really an amazing experience. Not everyone hates people that knock, strangers that knock on their door. Important life lesson. And then finally, of course, election night was pretty fantastic between Commissioner Hardesty's win and the measure passing. I'm thrilled that we're taking this step today. I can't wait to get the first round of funding out the door next year. Thanks again to everyone who participated in making this historic milestone possible. Thank you, Sam, for your leadership. And now, thank you to the charter members of the committee for your willingness to serve and help us forge unknown territory. I really want everyone to pause. Every once in a while at council, we realize we're making decisions that will impact the city for decades, 100 years from now, and people forget that any of us ever existed. Hopefully we don't go down in infamy, but they will be, for better or for worse, impacted by the decisions we make today. So your efforts are going to help not only change the future of our city, but the world. I vote aye.
Fish? A tough act to follow. Thank you to all of the nominees for your willingness to serve. Thank you to Michael Eden Hill, my nominee, for taking on this assignment. We're very excited about watching this thing unfold, creating the infrastructure for what is going to be a very challenging process, but a very dynamic one between the committee and the council. We appoint people all the time. I'm hard-pressed to remember a time we've appointed such a diverse and accomplished group of people in one council hearing. Congratulations. Thank you for your willingness to serve, and we look forward to serving with you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this is a very exciting day, and again, I want to thank the community. Many individuals who helped support this from the very beginning are here in this chamber today. I want to thank you for your hard work, your passion, your commitment to this effort. Thank you for bringing it to this point here today. I'm honored to nominate Maria Sippen to the inaugural committee. I believe that she demonstrated a very clear commitment to working with people to advance sustainable priorities for people in this community, but with a real focus on populations that have historically been left out of important decisions. And she understands that the priorities that we set around the environment, that we set around workforce development, that we set around procurement, they have to be centered on communities of color and others who have been historically excluded from the benefits of both investment and planning. She is a professional transportation planner. She's a public health professional. She's a community health advocate, and I believe she'll bring both a level of experience as well as a perspective that's critically important to the success of this committee. I can't think of anybody better for this role, and I can't think of any time when we've had five people appointed at the same time with such strength towards the purpose for which we're all organized here today. I want to make a couple of personal commitments to you here and now. Number one, I want you to know that I personally will remain highly committed to this effort to make sure that it is the most successful effort it can possibly be. That is a personal commitment. Number two, I want you to know that I'm making that commitment on behalf of every member of my administration. Up to this point, Sam Diaz has been my point on this. He'll continue to be. We will continue to make it front and center. We will continue to stay engaged with the committee to make sure that if there are any needs from that committee in order to be successful, we will fulfill those needs. The Bureau of Planning Sustainability, of which I'm the commissioner in charge under the leadership of Andrea Durbin, is very highly motivated to make sure that this is a successful effort. So I will make that commitment on behalf of all of us. Again, thank you for your willingness to serve, the five of you that are being appointed today. Sam, you did a great job for your first stint in front of City Council. We've had people who've done it for 20 years who can't get the PowerPoint to work. So you've done an exceptional job. Thank you for organizing a very, very good report today. I vote aye happily. The report's accepted. Congratulations to those of you who've now been appointed.
So would we like to commemorate this experience by having a picture with our newest committee members?
That's a great idea. Why don't we just gather right down here in front? We'll stop for a photo. And then I believe after this we have Parks and Recreation 919.
Oh,
right.
Good. We got something else?
Yeah, we got one more.
One more.